Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's time for you to speak what you want to see. And if you're with it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Every time I turn around. Blessings.
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And the word of the Lord is truly blessed. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Good morning, prayer warriors. God bless each and every one of you today. I am so grateful and humbled to be able to greet you in the name of Jesus, because it is at that name that every knee shall bow. It is at that name that every tongue will one day confess that Jesus is Lord. I don't care what those tongues are doing now. I don't care how big and bad they are, how bold they can get somebody together. But everybody, every soul that's breathing now or that has ever breathed and may not be anymore, has to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I'm thankful to know him today. I'm so thankful to know, not only know him, but he knows me. I'm so thankful that we have a relationship this morning. So I thank God for those of you that have tuned in here. I don't take it lightly that you're starting your day with me. Hallelujah. I thank God for those of you that are faithful to To Be Restored Ministries and Total Restoration Church, where my husband, Kenneth L. Carr Sr., is the founder and pastor. We do not take it lightly when you team up with us and when you say, hey, I want to hear what you have to say, because we believe that we have a message. We believe that Jesus Christ has called us for this day and hour. And so we want to share that with you. And so get in and settle in. Come on in the room with me, and let's talk about Jesus for about another 40 to 45 minutes. And truly, we're going to pray. We're excited about this season and what God is doing. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. Welcome. We have changed things around a little bit. We used to do this daily, well, every weekday. We used to come on here on Blog Talk Radio every Monday through Friday, but now we're just meeting once a month. I know it's a big change. However, thank God. I thank God for his grace that I'm able. He worked it out. Somebody say worked it out. He worked it out that I could tune in with you every last Friday of the month, and that is today. I cannot believe that we've already gone through a whole month since the last time. But yes, we're here every last Friday of the month, early in the morning, starting your day. Maybe you're on your commute. I know how that feels. God bless you. Those of you that are traveling, I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. All those crazy drivers and people that don't even know which way they're supposed to go, what lane they want to be in, yeah, you're covered. The angels of the Lord are all over you right now. Or maybe you're tuning in with the comfort of your home. Wherever you are, thank God for you, and thank God that you are here with us again. And those of you that are, again, joining for the first time, make it a habit. Put it on your calendar. Just mark off the last Friday of every month and set a reminder that you can tune in right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/be-restored. Hey, did you know that you can go back and listen to all of the pre-recorded podcasts? Yes, every message that we've ever done here at Blog Talk Radio, you can go and tune in. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com /be restored. Yes, and you can listen. There's many, hundreds literally, of messages that are there that you can listen to and that you can prayerfully be blessed by, that you can share with others. Maybe you're on social media. Maybe you have a family. Maybe you have a ministry. And we don't mind you taking some of the ideas and the thoughts that God has given to us and devotions that we've shared. Yeah, because guess what? They don't belong to us. It's His word. It belongs to God, and God can inspire you. I know I get inspired by other speakers and teachers because I'm a student. Before I became a teacher, I've been a lifetime student, so I love learning from other people. And maybe God has called you on a journey to share a message with others. Go right ahead. Listen to blogtalkradio.com/be restored. Listen to some of our messages. Maybe the Lord will give you inspiration on how to build on what we have shared. Okay, so please do go right there and share it. Also, we ask that you would pray for us at Total Restoration. Pray for our ministry. We are right now located in Aroma Park, Illinois. That is where our church location is, and that parsonage there that we minister to some Illinois people. And the Lord has blessed us so graciously to look forward into what the new church looks like, and that is a church in more than one location because we are the church. And so what He's done is, in His infinite wisdom, opened up a door in Maryland where now we are residing, and also preparing to start a second location and extension of Total Restoration number one. And so those of you that are in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia, you know, in that area, we are deep in now. We are about up to our knees now with our feet on the ground going down into the soil. And so we know God has an appointed time, and those of you that have been praying for our ministry, thank you so much. Thank you for not just being one that takes, but for one that will deposit. Thank you for sowing and also praying and seeking God on our behalf. We don't take that lightly. So, again, we are looking forward to the new ministry that God has in store. We're going to keep you informed on that. That is in the future, in the very near future. God is working out some things for us, for Pastor Carr and myself, and truly we're traveling. We're keeping the airways lit with the fire of the Holy Ghost because every airline now is blessed, those that we have traveled back and forth, because we're on a mission, for the Lord, and we truly want to see people saved, delivered, set free. That is our heart's desire. That's why we go hard. That's why we do what we do. And so, again, thank you for those that support this ministry and the Power Team Partners. I have to give a shout-out to our Power Team Partners. Our Power Team Partners are really why we still exist. I'm not being funny, and I'm not speaking, you know, out of turn. The Power Team Partners have supported us, prayed for us, been in tune, and that's why we still press and push out and put out newsletters, which, of course, I'll mention that in a minute to tell you how you can get the newsletter. But the Power Team Partners are really those that have said, listen, we believe you have a message that needs to go out, and we want to make sure that that message gets to people. And so we're going to sow into your ministry. We're going to take time every month and take from our resource and pour it into what we believe God has called you to do, and meaning my pastor, Pastor Kenneth Carr, and myself, as well as those that are working with us. And so the Power Team Partners sow into this ministry, and they also keep in touch. They stay in touch. They allow us to reach out to them, and they also reach back. So thank you, Power Team Partners, for being such an important part. As a matter of fact, you are the lifeline to Total Restoration right now. As we're going through this transition, you are the reason that we're still breathing. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank God for you. And I pray supernatural miracles and blessings will rest upon you, you and your family, your seed and your seed be blessed in Jesus' name. So I'm thankful for the partnership. And so I mentioned about a newsletter. Yes, we have a newsletter. And I tell you, this last newsletter that we put out, I'm so thankful for those that work diligently. Sister Mercedes McDonald, she is a member of Total Restoration and our church assistant. Thank you, Mercedes. She works diligently with me, and I know it's not an easy task, but she is so faithful and very humble and such a sweetheart and learning a lot. But she's helped me, as well as Sister Nicole Thompson. I have to give a shout-out to her. She put it all together and made it look beautiful. So if you don't have this newsletter, we want you to get a copy of that. If you're not sure what our newsletter is all about, I'm going to give you a couple of phone numbers. I want to make sure that you know how to get in touch with us so you can know how to continue to hear from us. Because it's one thing to hear from us in prayer, but it's another thing to get writing from us. Yeah, it's another thing to see pictures and, you know, have a live, actual live touch that you can, something that you can look at, that you can ponder on over the days and the months and also share with others. There's an article in there about rain, about asking God for rain. There's also a Power Team partner that we're focusing in there. We're sharing her story, a little bit of her story, of course, in writing, and that's none other than Sister Patty Bias, Patty Adams Bias. And we're so thank you, Sister Patty. Thank you so much for being who you are and being a part of Total Restoration. We love her so much. And also, there will be others that we're going to focus. We have in plan for our next newsletter, which will come out at the end of the year. So thankful for those that we're going to focus on and those articles that we're going to share. We also have some healthy things that we talk about in there. Thankful for Sister Loretta that she shared, and that's what she lives to do. She loves to keep the people of God healthy and fit, and so she shared some information that is important about your health. And so it's a lot. It's packed with a lot. Again, I'm going to give you the number. I hope you got a pen and a piece of paper. I'll give it out again later. That number that you can call, you can leave a message. If you don't get an answer, of course, you won't today because Mercedes is actually not in Illinois. Amen. She's traveled for the next announcement that I'm going to tell you about. But the number of our church is 815-573-5517. Again, that number is 815-573-5517. And then you can always text. We can get a text from you wherever we are. You can text it. If you're a texter and you know how to navigate in and out of your phone to send us a message, you can text to this number if you have questions or concerns or even just want to say newsletter, meaning give us some information. Text to this, 888-201-0209. Again, that number is 888-201-0209. I'll give that number out again later, but in the meantime, just be sure to let us know if you want to know anything else about our information and what we put out in writing and also the pre-recorded broadcast that we have. So I also want to give one more number, and this number is a number that can literally change your life if you dial this number. It can change your life because what we have is over 1,200, I want to say maybe 1,300 plus, recorded prayers that you have access to. You can dial. You can dial a number. You can put in a reference number. And that's any number between 2 and 1,300, okay? You can put in the number 2, and you'll get the very first prayer that we recorded back in 2012. I cannot believe that. My Lord, 2012. And then you can maybe put in the somewhere around the 500s, any number between 500 and 599. And you can hear prayers probably somewhere around 2014, 15. But then nevertheless, you can hear prayers, and by the time you listen to all 1,300, I tell you, you should be more on fire than you ever thought you could be, because in there are messages, there are devotions, there are prayers, power-packed. We even have some 24-hour prayers. Yes, the recording lasted get this, it lasted for 24 hours where there was constant prayer. Yeah, one recording is worth 24 hours. Can you believe that? Several of them, because we've had several 24-hour day prayers. So there's so much power in that. The number you can call to access the recorded prayers, that number is 605-313-4801. Again, 605-313-4801. When you dial that number, what you have to do, you'll have to have a reference number and an access code, okay? It's going to ask for the access code first. That access code is 382-492, all right? So when you get there, you'll put in the access code. After you get the access code going, then you just put in any number, like I said, from the number 2 to 1,200, okay, or even better than that. So just keep listening. Just start at 2 and work your way up. And I tell you, I know that it will bless you. I know that it will bless you. So I want to share some things today. I have some things on my heart. I tell you, we've been fasting and praying, preparing for our Just Pray prayer revival, which will be tomorrow, September 28th. We're going to be in Dumfries, Virginia. Yes, we're going to be there, and we are going to be lighting up. Oh, my goodness, we are excited about being with some dear friends of ours, Pastor James and Bernadette Thumbanks. They are the pastors of New Life Family Christian Center, and it's located at 17742 Main Street, all right? 17742 Main Street in Dumfries, Virginia, 22026. Listen, Dumfries is not going to ever be the same. By the time we get Pastor Kenneth Carr, y'all already know how he acts. Y'all know what he does. And Pastor James Thumbanks, some of you may have heard him pray when we were having some prayers back a couple of months ago in the evening where Pastor Carr was leading us every evening in prayer. Remember that? The 30 days, I believe it was, of prayer. And Pastor James was one of the pastors that we had come on. And I tell you, that man of God, when he prays, woo, Jesus, hell gets the notice and heaven responds. I tell you, when he prays, the Holy Ghost himself, if you've never had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, you will after Pastor James and Pastor Carr get through praying. And then, of course, my dear friend, his wife, Bernadette, Lady Bernadette, she is truly a woman that loves God, and we have something in common. They have 6 children like we do. We raised our children together, and just loving God, and so I'm excited about what we're going to be doing tomorrow together, and we're going to have music. There's going to be music that's going to be going forth. We have our worship team here. Our son Jeremiah, our second oldest child, Jeremiah, is going to be leading the worship team and going to be just blessing us more than we can even describe here. So you don't want to miss it. If you can make your way to Dumfries, to that address, 17742 Main Street, Dumfries, Virginia, you want to be there. Amen. So thankful again for all of you allowing me to share those things, because I tell you, it's important that we know what's happening, so you won't be saying, what's going on? Where they going to be? What's happening? No, I want you to be informed. I don't want you to be lost. I want you to know exactly what we're doing. And so you can pray for us most of all. And then also for those of you that can tune in or can join us. Unfortunately, I will not have anything going as far as live feeds or anything like that, because, of course, when I'm involved, I have to be totally involved. We might have some snippets, I don't know, going live a couple of times on Facebook. If you don't follow us on Facebook, you might miss that. But otherwise, that's all I can really tell you at this point, you know, as far as not having any recordings. But at it, nevertheless, know that God is going to be glorified in the place, and we're excited. So what I want to do before I get into what I want to share and prayer today. I have a title for today, and it is simply In the Name of Jesus. I read Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11 when I first came on. If you didn't hear me read that, I want you to take some time today and read that, because when I think about the name of Jesus, and again, the title is In the Name of Jesus. When you think about the name of Jesus, Jesus' name is the name, as Scripture has said, that is above every name. And we know that there's power in the name of Jesus. You know, some of these things that I heard coming up, I heard people say it, I didn't really understand, but now I stand in a place where I fully understand what it means to have power in the name of Jesus. It is through the name of Jesus that we're saved. It's through his name that we're given eternal life, that we're given power over hell, death, over sin. Yeah, it's through the name of Jesus. So I want you to wake up this morning. I want you to listen, because the name of Jesus is what we have to focus on. When everything looks like it's going topsy-turvy, yeah, when it looks like, you know, people are acting crazy, it's the name of Jesus that we can rely on. It's the name of Jesus that we can call on. And because of the name of Jesus, because of the name of Jesus, sinners can be delivered. They can be saved. So you might have some people in your household or family members right now that you're praying for, that you're believing God for. There's just one name that we need to know. And there's just one name that we really need to focus on. And that is the name of Jesus. When you begin to call on the name of Jesus, don't you know, just say it to yourself right now, Jesus. Just say, Jesus. You know, there's been times in my life where I've been in trouble, you know, been in situations and circumstances that really were perplexing and disturbing and, you know, had me confused at times, or maybe just didn't really know what to do. Looked for answers from other people many times, because that's kind of our human nature. You know, we go to people and we ask questions, and even sometimes when we don't ask them what should we do, we're really kind of sort of asking them to tell us what to do because we don't know what to do. So we'll mention our situation. Maybe it's mama. Maybe you got a wise mother, or maybe you have, you know, a mother in the Lord or a father, someone that you know has given you words of wisdom before. And truly, it's blessed you. But there are times that we can't reach out to other people. There are times that, you know, if we don't have the name of Jesus on our lips, we won't know what to do. We'll get so bombarded and so heavy with the cares of this life and with the words that even sometimes come from other people that play over and over in our head. And sometimes just saying the name of Jesus. Yeah, the name of Jesus, where it can bring peace, it can bring joy, it can bring love. Yeah, the name of Jesus is what we need. And so I want to tell you today that name, I want to remind you, I should say, because most of you, you know, if you're listening, I believe you have an understanding, you know, the power that is right there at your lips. By saying the name of Jesus, the power that you can experience, whatever you're going through right now, maybe a sickness, and we're praying, believing God for those of you that need miracles for healing. Listen, the name of Jesus, he is a miracle worker. He's a miracle working God. He can do anything. He can do anything. God's name, the name of Jesus, even in that scripture, Philippians, where it talks about how Jesus became the likeness of flesh. He gave up his throne. He didn't have to do that. But yet he counted it to become a slave, to be a privilege. Not just, you know, and listen to this. He didn't need it. He didn't need to do that. But yet he did it for us. He did it so that you and I could have access to that throne, could have a free flow of being able to go to him. And so it is by his name that we have to give him reverence this morning. So whatever you're going through, whether it be sickness, whether it be discouragement. You know, there's something happening right now with the people of God, and I'll just speak to you from my own personal experience. There's a lot of discouragement that's happening. But I want each and every one of you that are under the sound of my voice right now to know that you can be encouraged, that it is at the name of Jesus Christ that we can be strengthened, that we can be blessed and empowered. And so I want to play a song for you. I'm looking for it. I want to play a song for you because I want you to understand that this name that we call on, we're not just, you know, I know, I remember being a child growing up and, you know, we were studying the Ten Commandments when they first came into knowledge of them, the name of the Lord, taking the name of the Lord in vain. And, yes, we should not, you know, just loosely use the name of Jesus, but it's deeper than just saying his name and, you know, saying it and not really meaning to call on him. Because, truthfully, the name of the Lord should be stamped and imprinted in our hearts. The name of Jesus should be stamped and imprinted on our daily routine. It should be imprinted on the thoughts and the ideas and even the things that we pursue to go after. It should be under the name of Jesus that we are going after those things. And so consider this, that the name of Jesus, when you call on the name of Jesus, we're not calling on the name of Jesus in vain. When I say the name of Jesus, I want something to happen. I want to see some chains break. Even tomorrow when we go into that place and all of us with one accord join in and begin to pray and call on the name of the Lord, don't you know demons are going to flee? Don't you know chains, those invisible chains that we can't see that are holding some of our minds and even we're to the point where it's holding us in a place where we feel like we're stuck? When we call on the name of Jesus together, when we call on that name, everything that's out of order has to come in order. And so where we're looking for the name of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, we're praying and we're believing God, even for those of you that are in situations where you know your back is up against the wall, where the power of God is going to take the power of God. For some of us, it's going to take the power of God to break and destroy these yokes of bondage that the enemy has laid on our life where it started early. Even some of us, before we were formed in our mother's womb, there was an assignment that the enemy had over our great-great-grandmothers, and it's only been passed down through the bloodline because when people don't know better, many times they won't do better. So some of these things are things that we've been taught as well as influenced by demonic activity. And so therefore, at the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, those things can be broken. What hasn't been broken over your great-great-great-great-granddaddy can be broken over your life. And you say, the buck stops here. No longer will I live in bondage. And because of the name of Jesus, I can take on the power and the authority over that enemy that intended for my death to happen. And not just a physical death, but a spiritual death. Because that's what happens first, where we die on the inside and we're not able to put our hands on anything and see it come to prosper. But we are calling on the name of Jesus today so that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee, yeah, when we think about every knee that has to bow, those in heaven and those in the earth must come under the power, must come under the name. And I don't care how big and bad people are. Think about this. Everybody has their day. I don't care, you know, how angry people get, even some of us. I don't care how discouraged sometimes we get. I don't care how bold some of us, you know, even for the devil, we were bold. We would do things, didn't care what anybody said, didn't care what anybody thought. But one thing is for certain, that there's going to come a day that we'll have to bow our knee. Yeah, here on earth, and in heaven. Because, see, what people that are sometimes brazen and full of rebellion and stubborn, angry, full of anger, when you see someone that's full of anger, know that underneath all of that anger is a soul. And all it takes is that in the name of Jesus for that soul to be broken down. Let them get in trouble. Let them cling to their life. I'm talking about that angry, that one that's so big and bad. You know that one that's giving you trouble? Maybe it's your child. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your coworker. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it might even be your boss. Seem like they can't even stand breathing. Yeah, and when I say that, I mean they're just angry at the world. They don't care what people think. They just say whatever. You know, yesterday, Pastor Carr, thank you, Pastor Carr, for giving us our word of the day, the Command Your Day prayer. If you're not joining us on the Command Your Day prayer, you need to get that information. Yeah, but Pastor Carr gave us a word yesterday that was so powerful. It was consideration, considerate, to be considerate, I think was the actual word. But when you consider, that you know, it doesn't matter how strong we are. It doesn't matter even now. You might be, listen, I'm going to tell you this. You might even be stacked. You might have, you know, that Coca-Cola bottle shape. Ladies, you might be able to put it all together and, you know, put it, make it look right, set right, all of that. But guess what? There's going to come a day where all of us, change is inevitable. We're going to change. As long as we live, change is inevitable. We're going to lose that Coca-Cola bottle shape. We're going to lose some of it. The eyesight is going to change. The hearing, you know, the hearing. Sometimes even, you know, for some of us that have family members, elderly family members that we're taking care of and the memory is leaving and they're not really capable of making decisions on their own. But just know this. That with life, change is inevitable. And just like you might be caring for someone right now, one day, consider this, one day, if you live long enough, like my mama say, if you keep on living, somebody's going to have to take care of you. And one thing is for sure, that there's power in the name of Jesus. And when we call on the name of Jesus, when we are even high on the mountaintop or low in the valley, the same thing happens wherever you are. Whatever you have going for you today, don't you know it's better for you to call on the name of Jesus now than to wait and never call on him and then get in trouble and call on him and worry and be stressed out? Oh, I don't know if God is hearing me. Will you pray for me? You know, many times people want us to pray for them, and not always. Y'all know we're intercessors, and so we pray for one another regularly. But for those that don't yield themselves to prayer and don't yield themselves to Jesus Christ, and they talk big and bad and act like they don't need God, but yet when they get in trouble, whose name do they want to call? Whose name are they waiting to hear you just say to them and give them words of encouragement? It's in the name of Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. It's the power that's in the name. Oh, I love him for his name today. I love him because when he gave me his name, he stamped it upon my life. He put his name upon my life. And I tell you, with that, there is trouble. There is sorrow. There is grief. There is pain that we go through. But yet, when I call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, when I call on the name of Jesus, things begin to change. Things begin to change. There's things that are broken, that seem like to be so hard at times for me to understand, that when I begin to just say, Jesus, glory to God, when I begin to just say, Jesus, when we call on the name of Jesus, there's something that changes. There's something that happens. There's something that gives us an ability to stand. Where we thought we couldn't stand, we can stand. Because of the name of Jesus. So I'm thankful today for his name. I'm thankful for the power that he's given to me and to you. And I pray that you will understand that you have access. Yeah, you have access to the name of Jesus. And when you use the name of Jesus, he brings you to a place where you can begin to do things that you thought you weren't capable of doing. You might be in some trouble right now that you said, oh, Lord, if one more thing happens, you know, we often talk about how sometimes with the discouragement we get in a place where we feel like I just can't take another thing. Well, I want you to take on the name of Jesus today, because you can take a whole lot more than you think. You can take a whole lot more than you think. You just think you can't take any more. But I want you to know you can take with the name, in the name of Jesus, the power that comes. Yeah. I want to play this song, all right? Your great name. Listen to it and let it bless you, and then I'm going to come back and pray.
Thank you.
mind among yourselves. I'm going to read it again. Which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name. Something about this scripture that just, Jesus. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. No other name should be important to us. No other name that we can call. I can't call on my mother's name and feel freedom. I love my mother. Though she's gone to be with the Lord, I still reverence the things that she taught me and thank God for who she was. But I tell you, when I think about some of the things that I couldn't even just call her when she was here and tell her, because I had to rely on Jesus to do it for me. I want to give you today the encouragement to call on the name of Jesus. No matter what happens today, know that keep the name of Jesus on your lips. Call him. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're dealing with, let the Lord, let Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, the one who died for us, let him work through you and for you. Father, we just thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you, God, for being the God over all. We thank and praise you, God, for seeing each one of us where we are right now. God, we don't take for granted that you've given us another day, that you've allowed us to see life, and God, you woke us up with a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We thank and praise you, God, for giving us, God, what you have given to us, and that is life. We thank you, God, for those things that may be in our life right now that we might not necessarily think that is all good. But, God, yet we have you, and for this we say thank you. Thank you, God, for saving us. And God, even for some that may be under my voice right now that may not know you as a personal Lord and Savior, maybe they tuned in because somebody told them and somebody told somebody else to tell them, and they dialed in or they're tuning in right now and they're listening. God, we know nothing happens by happenstance, but we know that in your divine plan, in your divine order, you ordered that they would listen right now so that they could accept you as their Lord and Savior. God, wherever they are right now, I pray that you let your love, oh God, the love that was exemplified when you gave us your Son, when Jesus came and he lived his life without sin and died a sinful death so that we could accept him and accept you and become your children. So God, I pray for them right now. I pray for those that are backslidden, those that walked away from your name, oh God, that those will come back to you, those that have denied what the power that lies within your name can do for them. God, I pray right now, oh God, I intercede that you would begin to touch their heart. God, touch their mind, touch their spirit, Lord God. Oh God, where they're hurt, where they're in pain, where they're discouraged, where they feel like nobody cares and nobody understands. You are the God that sees all and you know all things, God. There is nothing that happens in heaven or on the earth, in none of the planets, in the universe, God. You are in control. So, God, we humble ourselves to you today. Oh, God, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. And, God, we thank you right now that you are divinely ordering where you want us to move and what you want us to do. So we, God, give you our life all over again, and we take on the name of Jesus over our lives. And God, we ask that you would imprint your name, imprint the name that is above every name, imprint it on our hearts. And God, let it display, not out of out of actions or the things that we do or say, but God, let it be on the inside, so that the intimacy that you desire to have with us can become real, that it can become tangible. Oh God, even those things that seem to hold us back and weigh on us and make us feel that we're disconnected, we bind them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Guilt, shame, and condemnation that the enemy would try to place upon us because of things that may not seem to be lined up in our life, God, we thank you that you're in full control and that you are ordering our footsteps. You said the footsteps of a good man are ordered by you. So God, we give you our lives. We give you our feet today. God, wherever we would go today, whatever we would do today, whatever we even have to deal with today, we call it to be under your name and under your will. So God, let your blood, hallelujah, let the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood that is powerful, because the name that is above every name, because Jesus, you died and you shed your blood, we take that blood today. God, we don't want to take it for granted, but God, we know that that blood that came from the throne room of heaven, God, that blood that was manufactured by your hands only, God, the blood that did not, that was not forced in Jesus' veins by the mother or by the father, but God, it is a divine blood, and it is a holy blood. We take that blood today, and we apply it, and God, appropriate it over everything that's concerning us today, over our lives, God, those things that are present and the things that are to come, even those things of the past, Lord God, that the enemy would try to use against us, we place it under the blood today in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you've given us power. That you've given us power through the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask that you would help us, Lord God, to remember your name, to remember to call you, God, to not start a day or to go throughout a day without reverencing you. God, when people question and when people even accuse or when things happen that seemingly get under our flesh, oh God, we want to be able to humble ourselves under your hand, under your name. So God, we submit today. We surrender all to you, God. We give you everything all over again. We say yes to your name, God. We say yes to your power, God. We know you want to show us some more things, and you want us to experience some greater levels of faith. So God, even the trouble that we have to face, the things that we have to go through, the people that have to walk away, the names, God, that they may call us and say all types of negative and evil things against us, we, God, go under it because of your name, Lord God, because we've taken on your name, and we want your name to be most important. We want your will, God, to be the will that is worked out in our life. So, God, we surrender under your mighty hand, for we know, God, that you're working it out for us, God. We depend on you, Lord God, for where you're working and what you're desiring to do, for where you want to change, rearrange, even raise up, God, where you need to raise, those places that are in the valley, God. We know that you can bring it to the mountain, and even the mountains, God, can come under. The mountains can come down because of your name. So, God, those things that are in heaven and those things that are on earth that seem to be working against us, oh, God, we know that it's according to your plan, so we trust it today. We trust your name. We trust your name gives us the power and the strength that we need. We trust that your name, God, will bring us peace. Oh, God, we trust that your name will bring healing. We pray for those that need healing today, Lord God. Oh, God, somebody is sick and somebody has received an evil report, God, and they don't know what to do. But, God, I cover them right now. I cover their mind in your blood. And, God, let your name begin to ring in their spirit. Let your name, God, be upon their lips, that even when the doctors and the reports of the blood work and tests, Lord God, that come back, that no matter what they say out of their mouth, no matter what the report is that comes to their hearing, that God, they will only hear your name, that it is because of your name that you will carry us, God, through dark times and God, through troubled times, that it is because of your name And you desire to show yourself strong through us, Lord God. So, God, let your strength be made known. God, through your name, let your strength be worked out. God, let your strength be exemplified because of your name. Oh, God, we want to go higher. We want to go deeper. We want to go to a place, God, where it's between you and us. God, when everybody else is going crazy and when everybody else seems to be going after things of this world, God, we want to be able to humble ourselves under your mighty hand and go after the things that are concerning you. And we thank you, God, that you're planting us, you're securing us in your will. Let your will, God, be worked out, even through those times that we don't understand, in those times that we don't see the way. We thank you that you're making a way. God, we thank you that you're opening up some doors right now, that you're making a way for somebody right now. Oh, God, where the ways that seem to be, God, closed off and doors that seem to be closed off, we thank you, God, that you are the door. Hallelujah. And we trust in your name. We trust in your power. We trust in your will. We trust, God, that as your name is called on, as we call on your name, Lord God, that demons will tremble. That name, God, that we call on, when we call on the name of Jesus, that heaven, God, will respond and hell gets the notice. We break and destroy every spirit now of discouragement. We bind and break every assignment of the enemy from over this day. And God, we thank you that at your name, we're going to stand. At your name, God, we're going to experience new things. We're going to experience, God, a breakthrough. Even for those right now, God, that need a spiritual breakthrough, that need a spiritual touch, God, empower them by your name. For your name's sake, empower them and give them what they need in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, God. We don't take it for granted. We don't take your name for granted, but we thank you. We thank you. Thank you for giving us the name. Thank you for giving us the power through your name. And we stand on that power today. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for those that are here right now that want to do a work for you. They're coming, God, to the name. We want to represent the name that will change lives. We thank you, God, that you are conditioning our hearts, God, to be able to deal with all types of situations. Those that will come to us that have problems and situations, we know that we're not the Savior. We're just your messengers. We know that you are the one that we are to direct them to. So, God, let your name, let the name of Jesus be the most important message that we will speak outside of anything else. God, let your name be the name that we ring out, that we will shout to the mountaintop, that we will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of salvation to everyone that believes. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, God, again. Of course, our time is up. If you have any questions, if you need any information, please text us. I'm going to give you that text number again. 888-201-0209. 888-201-0209. You can text us, ask us questions about any information that we have and even the prayer revival that we have coming up tomorrow. God bless you all. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. I tell you, until next time, we pray that you be blessed.
A time of devotion and prayer, brought to you by Marlene Carr and the partners of To Be Restored Ministries. Pray with us live every Monday through Friday at 5:30.